There were funerals today in the Gaza Strip for 9 Palestinians killed during an Israeli military operation overnight. The army says the deaths occurred when its troops returned Palestinian fire. Palestinian doctors say 6 of the 9 killed were civilians. Meanwhile, Israel says it is highly unlikely it will comply with a United Nations resolution calling for a troop pullback in the West Bank, where Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat remains trapped in his Ramallah headquarters. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Gaza.
It was the deadliest Israeli military operation since July, when a one-ton bomb was dropped on a residential neighborhood in Gaza City, killing Hamas military leader Saleh Shehadeh and 14 other Palestinians. Many shops remain closed for the day as mourners filled the streets with gunfire and calls for revenge. Not far away, Hisham Al-Morani greets visitors who have come to help him mourn his 2 boys, aged 16 and 22. They were shot and killed by Israeli helicopter fire. He knows the Israeli army is saying the deaths took place during clashes with Palestinian gunmen, but he says his sons were unarmed.
My 2 sons have no political background. They are not Hamas. They are not Fatah. They are nothing. What happened? Because of the fear, when the Apache, the helicopters start to shell and to shoot everywhere, they ran away. They got killed by the Apache shots with the other 2 in our neighborhood here.
A 3rd brother was hit by 8 bullets sprayed throughout his body. He's lying in a bed at the Shifa Hospital. He doesn't know his 2 younger brothers are dead.
We ran away into the fields. I was wounded. My 2 other brothers were wounded. I start to crawl, hiding myself, but I kept bleeding till about 6 o'clock in the morning.
In the Zaytoun neighborhood, 14-year-old Rawad Farhat shows visitors the ruins of his bedroom, which he used to share with his brother Mohammed, who was killed after murdering 5 Israeli teenagers in a Jewish settlement in March. Rawad says last night the family, 20 people in all, left the building before 2 Israeli tank shells rendered it uninhabitable.
I would like to send a message to Sharon, telling him that we are not afraid of you, we are not afraid of your tanks or your planes.
Meanwhile, Palestinian Minister Nabil Shat was in Gaza. He praised the United Nations Security Council resolution condemning attacks against civilians on both sides and calling for an Israeli troop pullback in the West Bank. Shat said Israel should comply with the resolution instead of demanding a list of names of those inside Yasser Arafat's Ramallah compound.
This absurd trick has absolutely no legitimacy. It's a straight aggression. It's the mentality of a lynching mob. It wants to humiliate the Palestinian leader.
Prime Minister Sharon's spokesman, Ranan Ghassin, pointed out that the UN resolution also called on Palestinians to bring terrorists to justice. He said barring what he called that miracle, it was highly unlikely that Israel would unilaterally comply with its part of the resolution. Hamas official Ismail Abu Shanab says Israeli threats to conduct a larger operation in Gaza have strengthened the resolve of Hamas to carry out more shooting and bombing missions, despite Arafat's call for a halt to attacks inside Israel. Abu Shana believes Israel is taking advantage of the tight focus in Washington these days on Iraq.
We feel that Sharon is waiting to hide all of his crimes behind this theater and using all of his power against Palestinians, because this is the most suitable time for him.
As night fell, Gazans took to the streets in another pro-Arafat rally. But despite the defiant message, several in the crowd kept an eye on the sky above, looking for any sign of returning Israeli helicopters. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza City.